business, innovation and competitiveness.
Well, hot on the heels of a State of the Nation address that really leaned on the digital economy theme more than most others I've heard, Communications Minister Stellander Bennie-Abrahams announced a very interesting decision today to withdraw the Electronic Communications Amendment Bill, seen by many in the telecom space as a step in the right direction. I've got Duncan McLeod, editor of Tech Central, on the line to find out more about this evening. Duncan?
Hi, Michael.
Now, one of the more contentious policies enunciated in the bill and the suite of bills that was going to come before Parliament was the introduction of a WOAN, this wireless open access network, which, if it went ahead, would have really radically altered and damaged one of South Africa's most successful post-apartheid industries by nationalising spectrum. We saw Vodacom and MTN fiercely critical, Telkom and Cell C rather more receptive to the idea. They certainly stood to benefit. How do you read this decision to withdraw the bill now?
Yes, I think it's a very positive move. I think that under the previous administration, with Sibonga Tshwele, when he was running the Department of Telecommunications, or the Ministry of Telecommunications and Postal Services, he was really trying to introduce much more government control over the sector, particularly when it came to spectrum allocation. You know, it was a very damaging clause in the, or section in the white paper, and which went through into the Electronic Communications Amendment Bill, that that the wholesale open access network would get access to most, if not all, future high demand spectrum, or spectrum that can be used for rolling out mobile broadband networks. And you know, Michael, the radio frequency spectrum is really the lifeblood of telecommunications operators. They can't deliver a service without it. And some of the bigger operators, particularly Vodacom and MTN, are running quite short of spectrum, particularly in the urban areas. Mm. And it's very important that they get access to more spectrum so that they can continue to roll out their network infrastructure and hopefully, through competition, bring down prices as well.
And a much more free market, pro-market approach, which is why it has been hailed so far as a step in the right direction. What does this mean for the process of rolling out 5G? Does this mean an auction process is now back on the table for spectrum?
It certainly looks that way. I think that we already know that the previous minister issued a policy direction to ICASA, the communications regulator, in draft form to go ahead with the licensing of high-demand spectrum. I think it certainly can go ahead without the Electronic Communications Amendment Bill. It's not necessary at all for that change piece of legislation to be introduced into law. It can be done under the prescripts of the Electronic Communications Act. And I think our new president understands the issues, understands the sector. Of course, he's a former chairman of MTN, so he understands the telecommunications industry. And I think he's relatively tech-savvy, and he understands that that we are years behind in allocating spectrum. You know, we've never actually formally allocated spectrum for 4G networks.
Wow.
Our mobile operators have reallocated spectrum that they were given years and years ago, which they used to build their 2G and 3G networks to roll out 4G. And South Africa was actually in the lead in those early days. We were amongst the first countries in the world to roll out 3G. We did very well with the rollout of 3G. And unfortunately, it all got derailed when 4G came around, and we still haven't allocated that spectrum. So one hopes that with the withdrawal of the amendment bill and the apparent new urgency to get this spectrum allocated, that we're not going to miss the 5G train, and that we're going to be once again right up there with other countries.
Well, let's just hope we can keep the base stations powered up. But certainly, Duncan, I agree with you. Great signals from the Ramaphosa administration about its approach to the telecom space and that of the role of the private sector as well. That was Duncan McLeod, editor of Tech Central, with his insights into the news today that the ECA Amendment Bill has been withdrawn. Let's cross to Pusuletso now for the news wrap.